that goes back to residential, and this one goes to commercial.
And what's the name of that development, Bob?
Hickory Hills.
Hickory Hills, okay.
And then these properties on the other side are both municipal authority, which they wanted LG. They didn't want them commercial, because they're not going to ever allow commercial on there.
Okay. Right.
This property here is the Quick property. And on their comments, what was that number? 25001. They said it was listed as DD and it was an RD, which it was in 91. It was listed RD, and they came in and changed it. That paperwork is also in there, which I showed them. He came in and did a hearing, and it was granted that be made commercial. This was already commercial. It's just this piece up here.
Right. It was a piece.
That's where the school was.
Piece between the already commercial property and the other LG district.
So that was Quick's 21.
And I remember him presenting the minutes of the meeting to us when it was
like the Wood property, which is Milford Heights Road, this little one here. Mm-hmm. They said it was shown as commercial on the 91 map. It was always residential, same with the one next to it. That was always residential. Now this one here. This one, planning said, was always residential, not commercial.
Which one?
So that's right. I mean, they're right on the map. They're in the right zone. But they said for some reason on the 91 map it showed in commercial. We would never put a single residence in commercial in a development.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps at one point these were one parcel.
No, they weren't. That's the Codge's property.
And this is Codge's.
The front was commercial. The back was residential.
Right.
They own both lots.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm past the Codge's property. Where am I? Come on. Codge's. All right. Oh, the next one was Steve Metzger, which is over here.
Over here.
When he sold Apple Valley, he came in, subdivided the property, and took the little more property around
the
pond.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he made all his property residential.
Right.
They're showing it as commercial yet, and they're saying that it shows commercial, which it does on the 91 map, but he's been in since then to change it.
Right.
And all that went to the county, and we had their comments for the subdivision.
We had a hearing on that.
Yep.
So and yet the map still shows it as commercial.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, the next one was Altadonna's.
Which one is that, Bob?
Right there.
Okay.
They're showing it on this map as residential, and they're saying it was commercial.
Yeah, Altadonna's house?
Yeah. That property was never commercial.
That was never commercial.
No.
That's up there.
It's up here?
It's right here.
This one here.
The one with the R on it.
Yeah, that's up.
Behind the Shell station.
Behind the Shell station up on the mountain, that big fancy.
It looks like
Italian
an Italian line. House with the...
I know which one.
The clay roof.
Of Greenwood Hills.
Yeah. It's part of Greenwood Hills.
It's all residential.
Yeah. It's all residential.
It's all residential. It's all development.
So it's right on this map being residential. They're saying it should have been commercial. All right, the next two are Della Rocco's little properties on the old back road. The little ones that you can barely see.
Yeah, on the left-hand side there.
They were always commercial.
Yeah.
The next one is Ryan Charter's property, which is, there we go. His properties are so small I can't even find that one. That was always DD, and Teddy's property was always DD. These properties right behind Santos, because I believe Santos owned them all at one time. They were all made commercial. So, and that's what they, let's see, where is it? 07. They said the 91 map put them in LG. They're at the border of the LG, but they were always commercial. We never changed those. 86, in the 86 map, they were commercial.
So was there, Bob, a map in 91 that changed designations from 86?
There was some changes made, yes.
Okay. Was there a hearing held to
yep.
do that?
Okay. Yep, and I brought all that paperwork up to the okay. county, and this was the main one they were concerned about because it made Hickory Hills commercial.
Commercial.
Right.
And that was just a coloring error on our secretary's part.
We're talking about physically.
Yeah, physically.
And
on
also, the definition that's in that map compared to the definition that's in
right.
this
and there was
map.
Another map that's not the second. She made a second map, and when she colored the second map, and she colored the properties wrong. Hey, after 40 years, she,
when
get,
you're doing
she
it by
gets
hand,
to make a mistake and do
it. When you're doing it by hand, I mean.
Yeah, that's hard.
And the level of definition that's in this map is much better than that.
Okay, and then they had two lots that were unknown. And the unknown lots were Julio Santos farmhouse, which is commercial.
That's commercial.
The house and the property across the street.
Yeah.
They were all commercial.
Yep.
And they're saying...
And they've been shown on the map.
Yeah, and they're just saying unclear.
Unclear.
Unclear what it is. So it was commercial, which okay. it shows commercial on here.
It does.
Yeah.
And then the last one, the 32...
Is the Park Service property?
It's the Park Service property right behind us.
That's this.
No.
Yep. And that's low growth. That was part of
school.
Now, what was our property before low growth? It's simple to see.
Conservation.
Conservation district. Okay. That was conservation before.
Right.
So and they changed everything conservation to LG.
You have that letter. And also the map that I can take with me. And
yeah, and you know we went over it, and Tony said, just take all this up there and just tell them this is the right map.
Okay. All right, we have copies of that. No.
This isn't new. This is stuff from a year ago, this list from the county.
Yeah, right. But that came with this map, and we've gotten nowhere in a year.
Now, do we have the backup information for all the changes that you just listed?
Yes. Except I didn't pull. I didn't get a chance to pull Metzger's. But that wouldn't
be
hard.
The subdivision.
Wouldn't that be 20? Wouldn't that be 2021?
That was only like 2 years ago.
2021 right. or 2022?
Yeah,
I think it was 2022.
2022.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Maybe.
It might have been 2023.
Yeah.
Spring.
I think it was right around the first of the year. I think it started in December and it might have carried into January. Yeah.
Because Billy just bought that.
Right.
Probably a year ago at the most.
Yeah. Which folders I got put in.
Well, we can do. We can go over this outside.
We can do this outside. I mean,
I just want to make sure that we have everything because I have to reference.
Me and Kevin went up there and sat down with them.
I have
showed them the minutes. Showed them the reports.
The minutes, right.
So, is there something we need to act on?
Well, just the fact that this is the official map.
I'm going to do a resolution for it. That's what they asked me.
And I would imagine we should
and
have
that was another
a map
thing.
That is colored to actually reflect
they turned
the
it back to us. After everything was approved, okay, we went. Me and Kevin brought up all the documentation.
All changed,
that's why they made this map. Mm-hmm. Me and Kevin went over it with them. They made the map. And then they said they can't approve it because it's an unsigned map. You don't sign maps. You sign resolutions.
Right.
And they didn't want to understand that for some reason. And they went and put the boxes on here.
I was going to say, so you have to make them take that off also because it's not accurate anymore.
No. Well,
all right. So just send it up and I'll take a look at it and we'll get the resolution ready for next month.
All right. So there should be a resolution on the agenda for the next meeting.
For the zoning map.
For the zoning map.
Okay.
Saldo, county comments.
The county has no comment this time.
I'm just going to say that.
So
time to advertise for hearing.
We're ready to advertise for hearing.
Okay, so when do we want to have our hearing?
Well, probably not enough time for the first meeting. Probably better do the second meeting.
Remember, we got a meeting on the 14th with the Water Authority also, so.
That's the, but that's the regular Planning Commission workshop.
Right. So I'll make a motion, we schedule conditional use, is it? A hearing for the Saldo on March 18th at 7:30?
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Okay.
Did we come up with a zoning hearing board alternator, alternate solicitor? Any luck?
Can't find anybody who wants to work it.
Okay, then we'll keep discussing that, I guess.
Yes.
Table that?
Yep, is that a motion?
That's a motion to table that.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Next one is request for an address confirmation for 510 Route 6 and 209.
I don't have my phone, I don't have my phone.
Oh, gee.
What about a house with nothing? My phone, my glass.
Well.
Please state your name.
Hi, Natasha.
Natasha Christus.
And what would you like to speak to us about, Natasha?
I submitted some information regarding some papers you had on file for re-roofing and a permit. There were some issues getting a copy of the Fire and Panic original copy. I did contact Labor and Industry. They will be sending me a copy. They did locate it, so I guess my next step is I did put in the application for the zoning and the change of use. I do have the check for Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once that goes through, I'm hoping that you can put me on the agenda for a change of use so we can get that going. But I just need a clarification that the paperwork I sent is the same paperwork for 510. It just doesn't have the 510 on the permit itself.
It had the old RR address when...
The Labor and Industry had the old address.
And they couldn't find it under 510.
Okay.
So she had to find out what the old address was, which was like RR860 something.
Well, they actually found it under the 510 Route 6 and 209, which is under the head injury.
Right, that was the original, right.
It was HI Technical School.
Yeah, HI Institute.
I did some research. It took me a couple hours, but I found it.
Okay.
Do you have the conditional?
And you know Ellen and I had paperwork on it because it was a school.
Yeah.
I just had a quick question on the paperwork. I do have the conditional use application where it says to submit floor plans. I did update floor plans, but when it comes to like parking lot and things like that, you already have on file. Do I need to submit that again?
You have to ask Sean that.
Yeah, you gotta ask Sean that.
All right, well, I'll come down. Oh, he's not here tomorrow.
He'll be here on Monday.
Okay.
He will be here tomorrow.
He will be here
at
tomorrow.
At some point to review the Oak Court. Before going to work, he will come to review the Oak Court conditional use application, and maybe he can review his higher application.
That's up to Sean. It's not his normal hours.
He might be stopping before work.
He might be stopping before he's going on his other job.
It's not
his office hours, so I'm not going to tell her to come here to see Sean tomorrow when it's not his office hours.
As you know, you don't have to tell me to come. I'm always coming anyway.
I know.
I just want to make sure I'm like, you know, crossing every avenue I need to. I need to update the letter of intent, so I'm going to be dropping it off tomorrow anyway. If I do catch him, I catch him. If not, then I'll come in on Monday, but I just want to make sure I have everything in.
So let me ask you a question. Does Labor and Industry now have it listed under 510, Route 6 and 209?
So as per Mr. Yeagle from Labor and Industry, they found the Fire and Panic permit from 1989.
Okay.
And what address is it under?
I'm sorry?
What address is that under?
510 Route 6 and 209.
No, the old address was on there too, though.
They had six different files. So when I told them about the whatever it was in
HI Technical School.
Yeah, but when I told them about the one that was in the borough, I guess they found it that way. Because it was the same head associate, whatever.
Head injury recovery associate.
Yeah, so
right.
I guess it was like kind of like a satellite or
it was a satellite. Yep.
But it was clear that it was this location and not the other location
Correct.
That they found?
Yes.
So you're going to be submitting that material?
As soon as I get it. I mean, I have the email I printed out just so you guys have something.
Because I know Joe was looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe's looking for it. The bullet
inspector. Well, I'm on my game, so anything okay. I have, I'll bring to you. You guys put in file, and then we can get it all squared away.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
So are we going to sign the paper, or... Because I have the state waiting for me for to schedule my inspection, so...
Oh, to confirm. You need to confirm the address of...
Yes.
Okay, so do we have something that confirms the address?
I actually typed something up if you wanted to take a look.
No,
yeah, let me take a look at it.
This way, it's just easier.
Is this the same as what you submitted at the last
Correct.
Meeting?
I have two copies, so whichever one you prefer to sign.
Tony has the this last pro- one.
That property.
I think all of you have the letter.
We do.
I'm going to go.
Let's see. Sorry.
This is not accurate, and I think this is no different than what it was the last time. You're not approved to start an after-school program within your facility
as a
daycare.
Not as a daycare, but when I first came in for the first initial...
Recreation zone.
Yeah, it was approved for an after-school program. And I essentially did that because there's no after-school programs for individuals with special needs,
yes.
especially for teens and adults. So I have a feeling you're going to see me a lot. I mean, I don't know what the community needs as a resource. I live in Lackawanna County, so if there's another resource that's needed, I'm pretty sure I'll be here again.
The only one this is approved for.
I mean, as far as the building, being a 510 head institute, actually, I talked to... the old building inspector, Russ Curry. He was like a zoning at the time, but Joe Corkin was the building inspector, and there's no paperwork from when he did that originally. But
I mean, I have other various paperwork that has the same parcel ID number, but I guess they want to verify the 510.
I don't know if you were daycare in either one.
No, yeah. I don't.
Tell us who to send the letter to confirming that your address is 510 Route 6 and 209 and we'll send it.
Okay.
That we can do. We can confirm that the address is 510 Route 6 and 209.
That's all I need.
Yep.
That's all I need. Okay.
Okay.
And
who does that go to?
It's going to go to Miss Amy Ellsworth. I think I have the information on my phone.
Do you have that information, Johanna?
The information
Where it needs to go?
No, I don't.
I can give it to her.
Why don't you stop in tomorrow and give her all that information?
Yeah, and then this way we can just send a letter to her confirming that Light Up the Spectrum's address is 510 Route 6 and 209.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
And I know that I've been a pain in the butt, but it's been almost 3 weeks since I first requested it. Do you know, a turnaround time and when I will be able to...
Whenever,
and that's sent over.
Whenever you give her the name, she can type the letter.
Does this letter say Light Up the
Spectrum? Tony, I would prefer that you send the letter. I understand, but I would prefer that you send the letter.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give the information to Johanna? She'll forward it to me. I cannot guarantee you it will be tomorrow.
Okay, so if I go ahead and
be Thursday or Friday.
I'll email it to her, and then at least there'll be something I can send. Yep. I just don't want them to kick it back, and then...
That's fine.
All right, that's why we'll send it from our attorney.
Yep.
Do you need the papers?
I'll make a motion that we authorize Tony Magnotta to send a letter to the entity an address that Ms. Natasha Ferosis requested, confirming the address of Light Up the Spectrum,
mm-hmm.
and that staff order the transcripts of the previous conditional use that was done, the previous two conditional uses that were done for.
Well, one was for my son's nonprofit, Giovanni's Way. So that's totally different. This is for Light of the Spectrum.
But they're for the same facility, so we should look at both of them, right?
Same facility, but different suites.
Mine's an outside activities.
I will second that motion.
I think we should get the transcript for both.
Okay, and also, they wanted to make sure that re-roofing permit, because it says occupation, whatever it says.
Certificate of occupancy.
Yes, thank you. That is also in correspondence to the address, because that was in the file.
Okay.
Okay, that was...
I think Joe explained to you, though, that that's not a certificate of occupancy for the building.
I understand, but they're willing to take it, and then this will be able to have me schedule my inspection for the state to come in.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but you're also asking us to help you get an inspection to approve you for something in that location that we haven't even begun the process of approving.
Correct.
And so the time frame that you're looking to move forward with the state is you're asking us to confirm that we've approved something we haven't approved yet.
Right. Well, not necessarily. I apologize, it's very confusing, but you initially approved me for the EFA school program. You didn't approve for a daycare. I didn't know I was going to do a daycare at that time. In order for me to get transportation from the school to my facility, I would need state compliance. So I would have to go through the process anyway, but I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone here so they could approve me for the after school program, and then also while we're going through the process to be approved for the daycare.
But I don't think we can get ahead of where we are in the process in terms of how we support your application for the state.
Once your applying actual application is in and everything's on the move, that's a different story.
It'll be tonight when
Well, at that point, we could say that you've applied.
Yeah, we can't say
that you're approved.
What I was going to tell you about what you had written there in that thing you wanted us to sign. I'm not a lawyer, but it appeared to me that you were asking us to verify that the information you sent to them is for 510. We're not even aware of what you sent to them.
Oh, I sent a copy in the email. It was the
removal. I knew it was the head travel place, but.
And then my zoning.
Yeah, but you just wrote in there the information. So we don't know what information you sent to them. If you sent just that, more information, we can't verify what you sent to them because we don't know what you actually sent to them.
I put the permit number and everything. I thought, I don't know, I was trying my best. This is my first go around, so I'm learning as I go, so I do apologize.
So I can confirm the address.
Okay.
Okay. As far as the re-roofing certificate of occupancy, I think
you're going to have to wait for the certificate of occupancy that Ellen I has for you, which I think Joe explicitly explained in a very, very detailed email that he circulated to all of us as to why we were not in a position to do what you were requesting.
I understand that. I don't know if you need this, but that's what we were talking about with my information, the zoning permit, and then the certificate of occupancy, which is technically not. It's a re-roof permit.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with occupancy.
They just wanted to correlate the address
with
that.
Absolutely, nothing to do with occupancy.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
that's the programming problem with the permit manager. It doesn't have a finalized document for anybody except for the COO.
Yep.
So once I do obtain that copy of the permit, then I have to go, after the conditional use, I would then go to Joe, and then he would issue me a certificate of occupancy with light of the spectrum on it, correct? Because I would
No, I don't think so. You get the certificate of use comes from zoning for light of the spectrum.
For use.
Yes.
For use.
Correct.
Okay, what about the
occupancy has to come from Joe.
Yeah.
Well, the occupancy, you've got to come from Joe at that point, after you get through the conditional use.
Yeah, okay, I'm just making sure I get all my ducks in the row here.
Joe's got to issue the occupancy certificate, and he, in order to do that, he's going to have to see plans from...
What you get
back. From labor and industry.
Right.
Got it, okay. And who do I make the check out to for zoning, for the... I want to submit my...
The conditional use?
Milford Township. Okay, and I'm going to submit that tonight to Shoshana. I'll come by, drop off the information, and we're good to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sure that will be on the Planning Commission's agenda for the
26th. If you guys had like a membership, I'd be like monthly. It's just like a freaking flyer mile thing. I'd really appreciate that. Maybe in the next meeting.
We certainly hope you won't need to.
Oh, boy.
East Pike County Regional Official Sewage Facility Plan Technical Christmas Day letter. I believe we discussed that.
We did a little bit of discussion of that during the workshop.
And that's the additional stuff compared to the first letter. So, if I'm being in the meetings and...
Never piss me off.
I'm sorry?
Never get Scott mad.
No.
I think we should have a executive session discussion regarding potential litigation regarding this matter at the end of the meeting.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're on to new business, ambulance service and usage.
Did you hear anything about it?
No, but I saw the report, and it's 800 and something calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine what I asked them, kind of, they felt they didn't have to answer, because I put it to them that, you know, we felt they might be understaffed and maybe we could help if there was a problem, not realizing that they had over 800 and something calls, so they're just busy.
They're busy, they don't have enough ambulances to handle it.
All right, well, so here's the problem, though. They're receiving the tax revenue for the facilities that are generating these huge call volumes, and they're subsidizing the ambulance costs that are occurring because of that with Milford Township's money. We are running a significant number of their ambulance calls. Not, I mean, compared to 880, I think there was about 60 that we covered. So not a huge percentage, but we're running more calls there than we are in our own township. And they're not contributing to that cost. It would certainly be a lot more affordable than getting a second ambulance. And if they did contribute to that cost, it might assist Milford with being able to go more hours, which would help everything. And we received it. So for those of you who are getting only bits and pieces of this conversation, we received a public records request. I received a public records request response back from the county regarding the ambulance call volume in Westfall, because we were trying to understand why Milford is running more calls in Westfall than they're running in Milford Township. And what we found out is that Westfall has a huge volume. Their volume is more than double what the Milford volume is.
A lot more than double.
Yeah. Almost triple.
Well, I'm looking at the whole department's volume as opposed to
just
Milford Township's volume, right? So the issue is not that they're not running calls. It's that they have so many calls to run that they probably really need close to two ambulances, and they're only running one. So I still think we're in a position to have a conversation with them about the fact that we are subsidizing their cost for ambulance services. And I know when they approved the last senior facility over there, it was supposed to specifically have an ambulette that the business was supposed to be paying for.
Right.
I'm not sure if they're looking at the same reports we're looking at, but I think that we should bring this issue to Westfall's attention and request that they contribute to the cost with the promise or with the intention that would assist the department in running more hours, and which would support the whole system.
Right.
And I get the situation, and I know our guys are concerned that we open this Pandora's box. The same thing happens on the other side, where Dingman and Delaware are subsidizing us because they're running calls when we're not able to have paid staff, which we're now subsidizing Westfall, but these guys are the big dogs.
Yeah,
Westfall and Dingman have the money.
When you say
we don't have the money.
When you say we're subsidizing them, is it Milford Borough and Milford Township?
Yes.
Yes, right.
Correct. Right. Well, I mean, we compared the volume of Milford Township in terms of the fact that they're running more calls in Milford in Westfall than Milford Township, right? Milford Borough's call volume is different than our volume. And I have in the ambulance meetings that we were having made the point that there are certain types of facilities that we don't necessarily have in every town. But they, so they serve our town anyway. When a Milford Township resident needs nursing home care, they're not able to get that care in Milford Township. So it still may be our residents getting that care in Milford Borough or Westfall Township. And we would want to make sure that they have that availability. The same as we're all going to Westfall to shop. And if that's where we happen to need the ambulance, you know, or on the highway, you know, I get it. But when you see the volume of calls and the fact that they're getting more service with our money than we're getting, I think we have to ask them to contribute. I think it's a reasonable thing.
I know we get money, but I mean, do we get, how much of a percentage of the money do we get? See, that's what, I'm not.
What do you mean?
Like, it's Milford Fire Department ambulance.
Right.
Right.
So when the money comes in for ambulance service, is it all equal? Or like, does Milford get?
Milford Borough is contributing 2 mils. Mm-hmm. Milford Township is contributing 2 mils.
Okay.
And the county is matching our 2 mils and their 2 mils.
Okay.
Milford Township's 2 mils is more money than Milford Borough's 2 mils. So we're contributing a little bit more money than Milford Borough is to begin with.
At two mils. Taxed property.
Right. Dollar value wise, ours is $60,000, and I think theirs was like $47,000 or something.
Okay.
Right. So not a whole lot, but we're contributing a little bit more than they are.
Well, now you get into
but
tax,
their call volume, their call volume is higher than our call volume, and Westfall is getting a higher call volume from our department than we are. And we would ultimately like to see our department have paid staffing for more than 12 hours a day, which I think would be a beneficial use of any additional dollars that might be available to supplement. But I do think that it can't go unspoken that Westfall's call volume is so large that they're drawing calls from other departments to meet their needs. They're getting the revenue from this. I mean, they're the big dogs. When you look at the ratables and the assessed values, we're the little guys. You know, we're the little guys. So we really can't afford to be subsidizing them, which is why we can't afford to get to 24-hour paid service, because we can't, even with the maximum amount of millage, right, with the 2 mils each combined in 2 municipalities, we still can't generate enough. Dingman, yeah, Dingman is covering our rear ends, the 12 hours a day when we're not.
A lot larger than we are.
But if Westfall was paying for the service they're getting from us, we could probably pick up 6 hours of that and cut that 12 hours in half. And I think that would be a reasonable goal to help shore up the whole system. And then that would help stem the tide of what Dingman is having to cover for us.
I mean, I understand.
I think that's a conversation that we
Who do you have it with? It's a problem. And the other problem is these fire departments. There's a mutual aid agreement.
Yep.
And we have benefited from that. And I don't argue with that.
Right.
What I'm saying is, if we're all going to be contributing, we also have to be getting the value for what we're contributing for. And this is something Dingman was knocking on our door about when these conversations first started happening. And Blooming Grove was knocking on everybody's door saying, pay per call, right?
Yeah, pay per call.
And this is how these conversations started to evolve. But I think we have to point out where the numbers are, and we have to have a conversation with Westfall about contributing.
You know, when I attended the COG meeting, the Council of Governments, it seemed like some townships don't know that we contribute so much, and they just think that Milford Township doesn't have an ambulance, it's the borough. So we are probably helping Milford Township. But a lot of townships don't know that we make a big chunk of donation to Milford Ambulance.
Yeah. Well, it's not a donation, it's a tax. It's a dedicated two-mil tax.
But they assume that Milford Township doesn't have an ambulance, so we are helping Milford Township.
Well, we have a shared service agreement with Milford Borough, which is why we're also paying for half of the fire department's workers' comp calls. Half of the cost of their workers' comp. Well, not entirely exactly half, because Dingman is paying a small portion of it as well. But so that probably should be part of the conversation, is what you're saying.
So
we're communicating with Westfall.
I can print out all the donations that we make every year. I can hand it to
They're not donations.
They're not donations. Like, well, they're remittances.
The taxes that
we're
giving.
Still giving that donation.
I can print that for Bob.
Besides the tax.
We're giving our department a donation, and that the point of that is because the tax is supposed to be dedicated to the personnel costs.
Right. Yeah.
And the regular donation was covering their other costs, was contributing to their other costs. So, you know, but I think we have to have a conversation with Westfall about their volume, and I think it's probably going to have to start with sending a letter to the supervisors indicating that, you know, here are what the reports are showing, and that there's a significant amount.
If you're going to approach it, I would say send them a letter that, you know, we received all the reports on the calls, and we'd like to get together and discuss it.
Yep.
Start that way. And see what they say. They may already know what's coming, and they may not even want to talk about it.
Well, I have a feeling they'll have a heads up about that. Am I out there by myself, or?
No, I just worry about this mutual aid agreement.
I'm just concerned,
It's a county mutual aid agreement.
That's my concern, too, because I've seen it in the other county.
I'm sorry?
I've seen it have an effect in the other county. Like, we have the regional ambulance service now for the three municipalities in Wayne County, Holly Borough, Paulpack Township, and Palmyra Township. And one of the biggest problems we have is we're paying Pennsylvania Ambulance to cover our service area, and they have a QVR and an ambulance available. But if both are out on a call, mutual aid is covering that. And that's how
we're getting called into Westfall.
Right.
But it
actually works both ways. So.
Yeah, it's the same way I see Delaware Township Ambulance up here. I see.
Yep.
Yep.
I see them all going different ways.
One of the things that we can do if we want is we can restrict our service area. Milford can't do that because it's not a regional service.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I see why that should stop us from opening a conversation with Westfall.
Definitely not. We should definitely have a conversation.
And I think the numbers speak for themselves.
It's two to one.
If we were running 25% of the calls in Westfall that we were getting, no, this isn't a conversation.
Right.
But when they're literally running more calls in Westfall than our taxpayers are able to get, while we're not able to fund going 24 out with the available funding, I mean, it's sure a lot cheaper for Westfall to look at assisting and supplementing this as a backup plan than it is to have a whole second ambulance.
But like they're saying, with a mutual agreement, they're going to get it anyway.
Well, the county had indicated with the 2 mil matching that they would start looking at call volume and who was running what, and would make adjustments if it was not equitable.
No, I understand. You know, I don't want to see our taxpayers paying money that we're not getting the use out of. I understand that, because we implemented that tax, and I don't want to see them having to pay for more calls in Westfall than where you are getting here. But at the same time, if we ran out to the point where we needed it here, Westfall would have to come here.
Well,
and that's what Dingman is doing.
Dingman comes. I've seen Westfall here in Milford Township also.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They were up on Chocopee the other day.
The mutual aid agreement always stood very, very firm, and I forgot all about the mutual
aid. But that mutual aid agreement basically says you go where your
Where you're needed.
Where you're needed.
And thank God, I mean, we would have had nothing running in Milford Township for a lot of the calls if it wasn't for that.
At that point, that would be something, like you're saying, the county would have to look at that and maybe disperse the money differently.
That's the nearest available.
I think we have to start with the conversation with Westfall. Their call volume is greater than the service they're providing. Alternatively, they don't have to give us anything, but they should then step up to provide the service that their town needs at the level that their town needs it. And they have a lot more money to do that than we do.
Oh, yeah.
We're the little guy and we should not be subsidizing the big guys.
No, they're still paying cats.
They're still paying the cats.
But they got a separate tax for cats.
I know.
Seven mils.
Doesn't pays money for it.
I don't know. Dave, what do you think?
Good lawyer and a bad lawyer.
Well, I see, I do see Westfall and Milford, you know, quite a bit, you know. I'm there all day long and they do cover a lot in Milford, so.